So what did he say, Kevin? What is it?
As for me, my contentment is not in wealth, but in seeing you and knowing that all is well between us. And when I awake in heaven, I will be fully satisfied, for I will see you face to face.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So now we go to Luke, the 15th chapter. And something happens to a woman that has 10 pieces of silver. You know what silver represents in the Bible? It represents redemption. Silver represents salvation. That's what silver represents. That's why people don't want to give, because they don't have enough salvation to give. I didn't hear too many amens. Amen. Amen. When you're saved, you have salvation. All right? Amen. This woman here lost one of the pieces of silver, the understanding. She lost a piece of silver. And because she lost that piece of silver, she gets a broom and she starts sweeping out the house. I want you to read something in the Amplified, Kevin, 1 Corinthians 15:47 in the Amplified Bible. You see, the Lord says, learn of me. So tonight you're learning a little about the Lord because you're the temple of God. So let's see what this says in 1 Corinthians 15:47.
Corinthians 15:47 in the Amplified. It says, the first man was from out of earth.
The first man was out?
From out of earth.
Uh-huh.
Made of dust.
Made of dust. You know what she was doing? She took a broom. She had to sweep the dust out. You know what the dust represents? You. You keep yourself from receiving the things of God. We are made from dust. But she wanted to find, she needed understanding, so she started sweeping. She started cleaning the house. You know what they say, a new broom sweeps clean. We're trying to use an old broom, but a new broom sweeps clean. So the first person, the first creation, Adam, was what?
The first man was from out of earth, made of dust.
Dust. All right, it says here, hold on to that. In Luke, the 15th chapter, and it says in the 8th verse, either what woman, that's representing the church, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it. So what are they doing? Why is she sweeping? She's getting rid of the dust. What does dust represent? What you're made out of. So you yourself keep yourself from receiving from God. You're hindering the blessings of God in your life. Amen. But it says this woman here was looking for something, and she was going to find. She took a broom and started sweeping. Yes. Oh, yes. She said, I'm going to get me some understanding. Amen. I'm going to move out of the way anything that's hindering me from receiving the blessings of God. All right? And it says here, what woman having 10 pieces of silver, she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and sweep the house, you're the house, with the temple of God, and sweep the house diligently until she finds it. She said, I want understanding. This is what Solomon asked for. Solomon said to God, I need understanding. That's why the Lord says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And learn of me. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. Amen. You know what he said? He's kept his blessings from people that think they know it all. He said, Lord, I'm thankful that you hid these truths from the wise and prudent, people that think they know it all. People with a lousy attitude. Yes. That's why it says, above all things, I pray that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Your soul is your attitude. And if you have the wrong attitude, you're not going to prosper and you're not going to be in health. Amen. The soul has to, your attitude has to prosper. That's why the woman in Matthew the 15th chapter got a miracle for her daughter. Her daughter was demon possessed. Demon possessed. And she went to Jesus. And Jesus said, listen, lady, you're a Gentile. The healing belongs not to the Gentiles, the healing belongs to the children. Yes, she said, but Lord, she says, yet the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. And because she had the right attitude, because she spoke, and she said, the dog, see, she had understanding, which a lot of people don't have. The Lord says, what you have willed has come to pass. See, your will plays an important part in the things of God. People think, well, God ain't going to force himself upon you to do anything. God don't even force you to give. It's according to your will, what you will. According to your will. Everybody say, my will. You have a will. And God don't force, love don't force itself upon anybody because you have a will. And if he forced himself upon you like they're doing in Iraq and that, chopping Christians' head off, crucifying them, burning their churches down, taking their homes from them, that's not salvation. That's not God. God don't force himself upon anybody. Because you don't believe the way we believe, we're going to chop your head off. That ain't God. All right? So here's a little woman that she willed a miracle for her house. A woman of Canaan came of the same coast and cried unto him. You see, like Bartimaeus, she got God's attention. She cried out. Amen. Amen. She didn't come to church and say, well, I just think I'll hang out. But said she cried, saying, have mercy. Have mercy, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Jesus said, I'm going to skip down some verses. Jesus answered and said, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee as thou hast willed. All right? Because it said she worshipped, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, you're right, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. I told you, God's going to change your lifestyle tonight. Amen? God's going to change it. You see, here's where people miss it. When Elisha, a Naaman came to him for a miracle, he didn't get out of his house. He didn't get out of his house and run outside and pray for him. People think they need special attention in order to go to church. Elisha stayed in his house. He didn't run outside. Oh, Naaman's here. Boy, you've got to go out and pray for Naaman. He says, no, go tell him, jump in the river. Amen? I tell people Jerusalem Avenue runs east and west. And that's what Elisha said. Hey, I'm not leaving my house. Go jump in the river. You want a miracle? Help yourself. Be like the farmer that gets out and plants some seed. You want a miracle? Do something about it. Naaman wouldn't do it, but finally he was convinced to do it. And when he went in that water, came up, he says his leprosy was gone and that his skin was like that of a baby's. You know what that meant? God changed his lifestyle. God added unto him youthfulness. Amen. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. People missed that part. Oh, his leprosy was gone, but what about his skin becoming like the skin of a baby? God will renew your youth. God is going to change your lifestyle. Say, Lord, change my lifestyle.
Change my lifestyle.
Oh, God. His flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And Jesus said, except you be converted and become as a little child, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven.